Good evening. This is Rabbi Mayevsky.
I hope everybody had a great Seder. And what I wanted to say is I entitled my shiur, The Birth of the People. I did not say the birth of a nation because until now, they've been just a group of people and massing together. But now they become a people as one on the seventh day of Pesach. And what do I mean by that? We know that the Erev Rav left with Bnei Yisrael, and when it says, Vayhi b'shalach paro esa'am, he sent along some of his Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim that were front runners, so to speak. There was nothing left in Mitzrayim, as we've said previously. And they went along because they thought it would be better than staying in Egypt. But then again, there were also some spies that went along with Bnei Yisrael. So when it says, the Torah strangely says, Vayhi b'shalach paro esa'am, it's the obvious question. When we say at the end of Bo, when we finish the Parsha, it said that and at the end of Vayera, and God will send them out. And here it says, Vayhi b'shalach paro esa'am. So these were the Erev Rav, generally speaking, when the word ha'am is in a bad connotation, because usually when they scream and complain, that's they refer to as am by Korach and by various other places that we see in the Midbar. They're called a ha'am. When in Bnei Yisrael, it's in a good light. Now, here they are. They left Egypt. God did not want to send them. Derech Eretz Plishtim ki korov hu. But the question is, now it says, right before they go into the Yamsuf, when the sea splits, it says, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. We've said part of this previously, but it bears repeating 1,000 times, because it's the reality of life. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. In Parsha Shemos, it said, Vayamein ha'om, that the people believed, but what did they believe? In fact, what they did believe, they believed that Moshe was there to take them out. But they did not have the same faith and the same belief system in God himself, because they did not know God. Paro says, Mi Hashem asher eshlach ashaleach. Who is this God? I don't know him. Lo yodati es Hashem. But the Bnei Yisrael did not know. The Om did not know. And they also, we say so many times, they were steeped in idol worship. And they weren't aware of God. But of course, some, of course, certainly Shevet Levi and various other Jews amongst them were. But there was a significant amount of people that had lost all hope, certainly at this point in time and going out. Nevertheless, Vayamein ha'am, but as things got worse, as we said at the end of Shemos, Me'oz Basi El Paro, they grew tired, and it said, V'lo Shamu El Moshe. But of course, we're told, V'lo Shamu El Moshe, Gechumish tells us, Mikotza Ruach, Mi'avoda Kosha. And even with all the things that were going on, they saw one thing. They believed in Moshe, certainly, because Moshe, as we've mentioned many times, God told him to wave his stick, on this would happen and this has happened. He had his matzah that had the Tzach Hadash Barachav on it, and the people see this. This is a magic wand that has the Rosh HaTevos, the initials of the acrostic of all the 10 plagues, and therefore this is a very magic stick, and Moshe has tremendous power. But when we get to Vayosha Hashem es Yisrael Bayom Ahu es Yisrael Bim Miyad Mitzrayim, when Moshe raised his stick, he did not raise his stick, rather. Vayet Moshe es yodo al hayom. He stuck his hand up in the air and he waved his hand on the sea, not his magic stick. It says, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv Moshe avdo. What actually took place at this time? They believed in God as not before, but they believe now, rather than Moshe being a god, that Moshe was his slave, that Moshe was just an emissary, a shliach of God himself. So Vayaminu b'Hashem, they believed in God, and that Moshe was merely a servant of God and not the actual God himself. And that is why now, what I wanted to add to this is very simple. And that's why the appropriate pasuk right after Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo is Oz Yashir Moshe. Now Moshe, because they believed not only in God, but that they also believed that he himself was just another human being. Oz Yashir Moshe uv'Nei Yisrael. Moshe and B'nai Yisrael alike, they sang the same tune. In other words, they realized that Moshe was, of course, that he was a Navi, but that Moshe was another human being, same as all of them, not with any godlike power, that he was just an Eved Hashem, and they could strive to be the same thing. So, V'Moshe Avdo, and therefore, Oz Yashir Moshe. In addition to that, what that now relieved him of the pressure of being this God, and that creates a tremendous burden, and that Moshe knew now he was able to literally sing and be thankful that they would look upon him very differently now as an ordinary human being and not complain to him personally that he was responsible for anything, that he was merely an emissary of God. Which brings us to the very obvious thing over here is that we see now what was the importance over here of Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo. We said in Vayosha, Vayar Yisrael es Hayara Gdola, as we've said before, that they now understood the reason that Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo when the sea split, and they saw Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Meis al Svasayam, they now realize the entire reason for all the events leading up to this point in time had to take place, and that only a God, a supernatural human being with the powers of God who controls the entire universe, had the ability to make all these things come true. They realized the Keneged Midah of all the 10 plagues, and they realized the story of the Yams of why it had to split, and they were now able to see the Mitzrayim being vanquished, and the Mitzrayim, the entire army and other citizens as well, drowning in the sea, and they now became true believers. And this was the relief for Moshe to see this, and they sang together. And so you would think that now would be a greater reason to say Hallel. But the truth of the matter is, why do we say Hallel, or we say the short Hallel on the last day of Yom Tov? Normally we would say the entire Hallel on other Yom Tovim. We say on all of Sukkot and both days of Shavuos, and normally we should say the entire Hallel. But what God has always given us and said, Ma'aseh Yadav Tabu Vayom V'Atem Omer Shira. But the interesting thing, what we learned from that is that only those who have gone through the suffering are entitled to sing Shira. And that is the difference when we say Avodim Hayinu, Hare Onu Uvonenu, Vnei Vonenu, Avodim Hayinu, Mishubadim Lefaru B'Mitzrayim. If it weren't for the generation that God took out of Mitzrayim, what does it mean we would still be plagued after all these years? We wouldn't. But the truth of the matter is the people who left Mitzrayim were a lost generation. Because they were born into slavery, they had a slave mentality, were never able to rise above that slave mentality, but at least now they believed in God, were able now, God could trust them to have a war a few days later with Amalek, whereas he wouldn't let them have the war with, push them right away, it was too soon. But when they see the Mitzrayim vanquished, they realize Vayar Yisrael es Hayara Hagdola. They see the entire events unfold, and they now understand. And the more we delve into when we read and we say the Haggadah year after year after year, there are, interestingly enough, there are so many new things that we find by reading into the words. And then we could also say, Oz Yashir, along with Moshe and Bnei Yisrael, we get to sing. But it's the Malachi Hashareis who said, Ma'aseh Yadav God, when God says, Ma'aseh Yadav Tabu V'yom V'atem Omrim Shira, the Malachim were trying to say Hallel, and God said, what are you saying Hallel for? The Jews, the ones who crossed the sea and they suffered in slavery, they have a right to sing Shira, Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Israel. They have the right to sing. You, Malachim, did not put your life on the line. None of you jumped into the sea. And let us be aware of that. When the eventual redemption comes, those who have their firm belief in God, those who have been willing to sacrifice their lives to be from Jews to to believe in God. And that is why when we say Yizkor on the last day, we remember those who got us here, and we appreciate all of those people who sacrificed their lives so that we could move on and this generation could bring the next generation and the generation after that into this world and give them the same benefit of our experience, the same way we have the benefit of our parents and grandparents. We have that capability so that we all may sing Oz Yosher Moshe, not just the Bnei Yisrael that led out of Mitzrayim, but we say, and when we land Oz Yosher, may we all sing with our full hearts. Have a good Yontif. Thank you and good evening.